I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. For a drug cartel kingpin, the nickname Shorty is a striking contrast to the crimes he's charged with. And now he's on trial. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman entered court today in New York City. He was once Mexico's most feared cartel leader, repeatedly escaped the grasp of Mexican authorities, and famously broke out of jail twice in Mexico. Remember the meticulously dug tunnel with its own rail system?
This is the closest that we've been allowed to get to El Chapo's tunnel, the tunnel he used in his brazen escape on Saturday night. It is, by all accounts, a magnificent feat of engineering. So let's come on in.
El Chapo was nabbed again in 2016 and extradited to the U.S. last year. He's now answering to a long list of crimes, including his Sinaloa drug cartel's deep reach into this country. The BBC's Neda Taufik is at the courthouse in Brooklyn. So just tell us what the scene was today as the trial got underway.
Well, this trial took place under heavy security. El Chapo Guzman is being held in solitary confinement in Lower Manhattan. And so every time that he's transferred here to the courthouse, the Brooklyn Bridge is shut down and a heavily armed motorcade brings him across the bridge. There is international media here because, of course, he is the world's most powerful drug lord who ran an international operation. And so this case has gotten a lot of attention.
So just remind us, what charges is Guzman facing and why is he being tried in the U.S. after escaping from a Mexican jail?
Well, he is facing a 17 criminal count indictment. The charges range from trafficking $14 billion worth of cocaine, heroin, and other drugs into the United States, as well as money laundering charges and weapon offenses. His indictment is really a consolidation of charges from across six different federal districts in the country, including New York, Chicago, Miami, all places that have been greatly affected by the drug trade.
Yeah, I heard, Neda, that jury selection was pretty difficult for this trial. Can you explain why?
Yeah, absolutely. I think underscoring just how complex this is, they had questionnaires sent to 1,000 people and they interviewed close to 100 people in person. Now, several of the juries expressed fear to serve. Others were just too easily identifiable. For example, a Michael Jackson impersonator was dismissed because they said he could be easily identified, and they're trying to keep the jury anonymous for their safety. Another person said he was a fan of El Chapo's and asked for an autograph, so he was promptly dismissed. And today, we had opening statements delayed because one woman who cried last week when she found out she was chosen had a doctor's note saying that she suffered several medical issues because she had been selected. And so the judge did decide to dismiss her, saying, you know, he was afraid that she could suffer a breakdown out of the anxiety she was feeling.
So far, the jurors have heard nothing.
That's right. You know, this is going to be a 4-month-long trial. And so this certainly underscores how lengthy this all could be. But we know that prosecutors, for example, have hundreds of pages of documents, audio recordings from El Chapo discussing certain drug transactions. They say they have physical evidence like drug ledgers from Colombian cartel bosses where they detail their deals with El Chapo. And we know that they also have cooperating witnesses, including one of El Chapo's former lieutenants.
Did you catch a glance of El Chapo today and what is his demeanor?
Well, El Chapo came into court wearing a suit and tie. He briefly waved to his wife. And, you know, he is really kind of an unopposing figure in person. His nickname El Chapo means shorty because he is 5'6". He is known to be very charismatic in person. And that's one of the things that several of the defense attorneys and prosecutors mentioned.
The BBC's Neda Taufik outside the federal courthouse in Brooklyn, where El Chapo's trial got underway today.